Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Let's talk about trumpets, says the Lord to Moses in Numbers 10. My son plays one, and what you want are clear and distinct notes. As the Bible asks, quote, if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? 1 Corinthians 14, verse 8. Here were perhaps 2 or 3 million people with no cell phones. How did they communicate? When encamped, they were arranged so the leaders of each tribe were nearest the tabernacle. If they knew what to do, they sent the word down the chain of command from, quote, rulers of thousands to the rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens, Exodus 18:21. Simple and effective. So the Lord told Moses, quote, make 2 silver trumpets for yourself. You shall make them of hammered work. You shall use them for calling the congregation and for directing the movement of the camps. Numbers 10, verse 2. Israel often used ram's horns, called shofarim, but for this task, they were to make 2 chatzoserah of redemption silver. Chatzar means to protect, as with a stockade. We can see what these looked like, at least in the days of Jesus, because the Romans stole them from Jerusalem, and their image is carved into the Arch of Titus in Rome. 2 blown together meant, quote, all the congregation shall gather before you at the door of the tabernacle, verse 3. Just 1 called only the leaders, verse 4. There was a special call to, quote, advance, verses 5 to 7. Another when in danger with a, quote, alarm, verse 9. And a 3rd for celebrating, quote, in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feasts, and at the beginning of your months, verse 10. Say, I'm waiting to hear one myself. Quote, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Come, Lord Jesus.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.